Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I believe we could all do with a little bit more of, and something that I hold as valuable to my, to myself as an actor, as a singer, and as a YouTube presenter, but also in life, and just genuinely being able to get along and work and communicate with others. And that is presence. Clearly you're interested or understand or would like to know more about the idea of presence, and that's why you clicked on this video. But what does it really mean? What is it? Because in some respects, presence is having presence and being acknowledged and having an impact in the room or in the world, or, and this comes down to authority and, like some sort of dominance in your space. But also, presence isn't just about how much presence you bring to a space. It's almost also how present you are in a space. So your ability to live in the moment and to listen and respond in the moment to your environment. So if you are somebody who maybe is stuck in your head and is constantly having thoughts around a situation you're in, perhaps you're someone who's nervous about public speaking, and because of that you go inside, and when you're in a public environment you might start telling yourself little stories. There's something going on in your mind. Oh, this is scary, I don't like this. And you're experiencing your emotions, and you're thinking to yourself how uncomfortable you are, which just feeds it and makes it worse. But in that respect, presence could be something that grounds you and brings you down out of your mind and into your body, so you're able to focus and listen to those you're addressing or communicating with or listening to. So presence isn't just bringing a bigger, more, it's not just taking over a space, it's being connected to the moment, and it's being connected with yourself. And there's a few ways we can do this, because ultimately what happens when you're in your head, so to speak, is that your body starts to do different things. We start to breathe differently and we start to function differently, and we can get red in the face because we are constantly connecting with emotions that are negative, or maybe even the other way. Maybe you're daydreaming, or maybe you're being too brash and outward because you're trying to cover something. Either way, there's an imbalance, and what we need to do is ground ourselves. So the first thing I'm going to say is going to help you not only be more connected and in the moment and present in that respect, but also to take charge of a room, and also to show how much impact you could create in a space, because these two things come from the same source, and it's about being grounded. So how can we ground ourselves? There's many ways we can do that. One of them is literally to lay on the ground and breathe. That is one way, but it's not always applicable. It's not always available if you're in a situation where you're feeling a bit, you're a bit in your head and you're a bit nervous about a situation. If you just lay down on the ground, it might just wig everyone out and make you look like a weirdo, which is going to make you feel even stranger because there are reactions. So what you can do, something else, is first of all, relax your belly. Just let go. Drop it. Maybe you're doing that now. Are you doing that now? Can you relax your belly? Can you let it go? What happens when you do that? That's the first thing I'd like you to consider. Secondly, I'd like you to also think about dropping your shoulders in case there is tension there. Because quite often when we have emotions or thoughts that are kind of restricting us from being in the moment, they manifest into some physical action that usually creates tension somewhere. So checking in with your belly, relax that, relax your shoulders. Breathe out, maybe sigh. See if you can do a happy sigh, because you can sigh unhappily and happily. So like, for example, an unhappy sigh might be, and a happy sigh might be, So try for a happy sigh. Relaxing your belly, relaxing your shoulders, sighing happily. Are your knees locked? Here's another thing to think about. Are your knees like straight. Because what happens if your knees are completely locked, that sort of adjusts the way you're standing, and it can arch your back a little bit and push your body into a position that's less than optimal for its ability to be grounded and aligned, and so everything would be more in balance. So maybe unlock your knees just ever so slightly if they are tight. So relax your belly, drop your shoulders, unlock your knees, and see if your feet are in line with your knees. So if you, for example, no matter which way you stand comfortably, if you can sort of bend your knees a little bit and try to ensure that the toes are pointing in the same direction that the knees actually bend in. So that's the belly, shoulders, knees in line with legs, and slightly unlocking the knees. These are three things that if you do them, automatically will change how you feel, and it will change how you are in the moment. Another thing we can do, if you're someone who's very analytical and always in the head, you can check whether your tongue is in the top of your mouth. And if it is, relax it. Allow it to drop down from here. Just allow it to sit, to rest, relax on the bottom of your mouth there. And then you can even relax your jaw. Just let that maybe drop open. You don't want to be walking around, but just allow it to be loose, just to relax. This is what we're doing. We're just allowing gravity now to do its job and hold us up. We want to find comfort in a posture that allows us to just stand and be without holding on to tensions. And when we do this, what you'll find is the breath will find a much more natural rhythm. And we've just gotten rid of so much little tensions out of our body that our mind seems to have more space now to connect with our environment. You look, you sound, and you will feel more connected. And this is a very good basis for presence, because now you can let go of any thoughts and let go of any emotions you may have been holding on to because you've done it physically. Try it. See if the next time that you're stuck in your head, or you're fearful, or you're in an environment where you're finding it hard to interact or to listen, let go of your belly, drop your shoulders, relax your knees, keep them in line with your toes. Let your tongue drop down to the bottom of your mouth, relax your jaw. And just spend a few moments breathing and listening and taking in your environment. Remember, you have more than one senses, there's more than just your eyes. Try not to think, try not to judge, just be, listen. And this is how you can get to presence at any time you wish and in any situation you want. Hope this has been useful. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.